Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McCoy.
Oh man, I apologize, homie. Man, the studio decided to update is right before, of course, we go live, so it kind of screwed me up and wasn't able to get in.
That's always fun.
Yeah, especially when you're doing a live show when they cut the first 7 minutes of your show, kind of pisses me off. But hey, that goes with. Hey, that's how today's been for me, man. It's been kind of a crazy day. But we're here now. We're going to make it work. I'm sure they threw a commercial in there since they screwed up, so we don't have to worry about anything on that end, except for if people were waiting and listening to the show. So what's been up with you, my fellas?
Shit, you're fucking chilling. How you been? Another day in the life, Tom.
Man, it's just been crazy, you know. And it gets even more crazy because this weekend, not only do I get to have on the show, because I'm doing a music show, not only do I get to have Terrence Superhype Rogers, the creator and director and executive producer of Drop the Mic, coming on the show, he also has worldwide syndicated radio shows. He pulls a lot of clout with people like P. Diddy, and he used to work with E-40 and Biggie Smalls and everybody back in the day, and he's coming on the music show because he feels I'm the only one that can tell his story. But on top of that, we got the drummer from the Foo Fighters coming on. So it's going to be quite an interesting show Sunday. You know, I was hoping today would go off without a hitch, but you know what? Life is a bitch sometimes, and you got to deal with it, man. You take them lemons, you make lemonade, or you sit and you cry about it. But we're here now. We're going to make it happen. You know, I got to be quite honest with you, man. I'm a little sick and tired of the conspiracy aspects of Epstein's death. You know, personally, and this is my own personal thoughts, you know, fucking lock the Clintons up already. I mean, come on, people. 48 motherfuckers that have they're either dead or missing that were in correlation with the Clintons. Now Epstein, you know, so my personal opinion, you know, I don't want to hear about it anymore. I want to see the country act on it. And I think that's the problem that is making things even worse, is people are now starting to speak about it, but nobody is doing anything about it. Nobody's acting on it. Do you think if there was more activity from the people themselves that they would have to be more forthwith with what's going on?
Well, that's a possibility, but I don't see it. Not in the near future, not in the future period. People are too fucking docile. Or you get the people where it's like, you ever heard of the bystander effect? to where it's, you know, somebody's going to sit by and watch something else happen because they know or they believe that somebody else is going to go in there and save the fucking day, or somebody else is going to go help. So there's a lot of people that will sit around and fucking do nothing because they know or they hope that somebody eventually is going to jump in and fucking do some shit. So there's a lot of people that are angry and upset with what's happening in this country and, with the government and fucking everything else. But everybody's waiting for somebody else to fucking save the day, dude. That's how it fucking goes. Everybody's too docile. Or even, like, I was just talking about this with a client of mine the other day. Talking about, say, like, a civil war were to really break out. I mean, like, a real fucking, like, war. Like, people out in the streets fighting, dying, like, fucking crazy shit. It's like the able-bodied person, you figure, I'm talking like in shape, no fucking alcohol, drinking, smoking, none of that shit. You know what I mean? Like a full-bodied, like, person. And even on top of that, you figure a full-bodied trained person. It's like, dude, like that percentage would be so low, it's like, what would actually happen? You know what I mean? So people are just way too docile, dude, like too stagnant. Like they got no growth, no abilities, no skills. No contribution to it. You know, it's like all we're going to do is just sit here and fucking bitch about some shit. And it's like, oh, well, people need to get up and fucking do something, but who's going to fucking do it? Who's going to take that fucking charge? Who's going to throw themselves out in the fucking, out of the shit like that? So it comes down to humans, bro. Like, I just don't see it. You know, like, I see lone wolves fucking doing something. You know, maybe independent people. And let alone that, you don't want your fucking name known. You know what I mean? If you really wanted to fucking do some shit and change some shit, you don't want your name known. If your name is known, your best hope is to be able to fucking spark a fire under somebody else's fucking ass. Because the second that hope has, like, a face, has a name, they're going to fucking snuff that hope out. You know? That's just the way it fucking works.
Yeah. There were certain aspects, I'm not going to bring up any names because I don't want to end up disappearing. But no, there was an interview that Pat Miletich's name was attached to. And the interviewer asked the interviewee, to kind of correlate some more thought. And he says, man, I can't. I don't want to end up missing. And Travis, I'm sure, you've probably seen that as I shared it with you. You know, it's the truth. You know, this fear tactics, this fear mongering, it's gotten to a point where, the politicians think they're greater than life. They think they're greater than the law, above the law, in any aspect. And it's kind of sickening. I mean, we know it firsthand because a lot of people called bullshit on me when I tried, I tried telling them about Canada. And they said, oh, bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Okay, well, now they're not saying that, And now that the things that we talk about on the show are being, brought out the way in the context, say, or I get, oh, bullshit. And now all of a sudden it's not, oh, it's like, oh, that shit's deep. We didn't think about it. But it's funny, a lot of people are, like you said, they're quick to respond back to you in a personal text or an inbox or a phone call, but they're not willing to cross that line. They're not willing to step up and stand up for what they believe in. And, these people praise Colin Kaepernick. Man, go fuck ahead and take both knees, bitch. You a house nigger. You're straight a house nigger, bro. You've been sucking this thing for 3 years now, homie. If this was about race, you still wouldn't be on your knees. You would have stood proud like a man and correlated your thoughts to the public. But, man, you're taking both knees and continuing to suck up, that aspect of life dry. You're just a house nigga to me, bruh. I don't want to even hear your plight anymore. But, that's my thoughts. How do you feel about it, Travis?
How are you going to say the hard R, dog? Like,
oh, look at that.
Man, dude, I'm talking about, guessing motherfucker in the kidneys, dude. Like, you dropped the hard R. Damn.
Hey, man, that's how I feel, bro.
I ain't mad at a dog, but just damn.
I mean, personally, dog, I think that, just to kind of start it off with the whole Epstein thing, I think in a lot of the ways that, this is the CIA, the deep state, the New World Order, the Illuminati, whatever fucking name you want to put on the deep state, this is really them spitting in the public's face and, saying, yeah, this is how shit works. And we don't give a fuck. Nobody's going to get in trouble. I mean, at most we might be able to process, prosecute Epstein's girlfriend who's, hanging out at fucking in and out, reading CIA novels and shit. Just like it couldn't be written any possibly shittier, you know? And it's like, I really think that this whole, you know, Epstein death was in a lot of ways, you know, like this generation's JFK move. It was as close as we were possibly going to get, you know, lifting back the veil on this, you know, satanic fucking cabal that's really running shit, that's running all these fucking governments, you know, these, you know, just for lack of a better term, the thousand lizard people that are running every fucking government and all this bullshit, man. It's like we got so close to being able to lift the veil, and then they just, you know, spit in our face and say, no, fuck you, we're going to do whatever we want. Nobody's going to get in trouble for this. And what's scariest to me now is, like, it seems like they're testing the waters, and people have already forgotten. You know, 8 out of 10 people, like, especially on the Democratic side, you know, they just believe that, oh, yeah, you know, he just killed himself in a cell, and there's no video footage of it. They moved his roommate out the day before, and, you know, he broke his own neck, even though a man of his weight would have to fall, like, 5.5 feet. From a room with no bars and, you know, no hooks or ledges and, you know, no sheets because, you know. But it's at the point now where it's like they're kind of blatantly, you know, they're playing into the drama and they're blatantly showing that, you know, we can get away with whatever the fuck we want and nothing's going to happen to it. You know, people like Colin Kaepernick are pawns, you know, they're so far down on the ladder of people who are just bought and paid to have a fucking opinion or bought and paid to stir up some controversy to distract from, you know, all this kind of shit that's fucking going on. It's like there's real things happening and there are real pedophiles going to fucking prison. You know, we are like on the verge of, you know, this weird kind of societal collapse like we've never seen before globally. Hong Kong, France, you know, and yet still they're just flooding the market with nonsense to keep people fucking distracted, and it's working, you know, especially in America. We have 8 out of 10 adults that are, you know, morbidly obese and can't, you know, are barely making enough money to feed their fucking families. Their health is fucking deteriorating. Like, people are so fucking lazy. Everywhere else in the world, it might as well be the fucking apocalypse in a lot of these places. So, I mean, it scares me, Don, just for the fact that, you know, people have already forgotten, it seems, and moved on to the next fucking tabloid. Not know where we can go from here.
Where do we go from here? Well, do you really want to know my personal opinion?
Absolutely, always.
I would like, and, man, this could be public suicide, but you know, I'm entitled to my own personal thought. Got to clear my throat before I say this.
Yeah, every time you do something like that, it's gonna be fucked up. I know it. Every single time. You know, it's just my personal thought. It's like,
Jesus,
yourself. There it comes.
Brace yourself.
Well, I hope y'all got your Nikes on.
This is to the LGBTQ XYZ LGBT motherfucking people. You know, I don't care. If you want to be a man and be with another man, I don't care if you want to be a woman and be with two women that look like men. I give two shits. You know, whatever floats your boat, floats your boats. But you motherfuckers need to stay away from the kids. This shit has gone on too far. You know, you might be able to convince some of these millennials and these entitled little bitches in life. But get the fuck out of politics, because all you do is construe fucking hate and manipulation. And to add pedophilia to that, you know, I used to support the Rainbow Coalition. But after these last few years, y'all can go fuck yourselves. Because if you think it's socially accepted to have sex with a minor, then I don't give two fucking shits, and I hope the LGBTQ, LXL, whatever the fuck you want to call it, burns to the motherfucking ground. Because I find out one of y'all is fucking with a kid, whether it's my kid or not, I'm going to blast your ass. Plain and simple. You know, the morals in this country have disappeared. But I'll be damned as a man in my mid-50s that's going to sit back and let your opposition or your aspects be perplexed into my motherfucking life. You know, it's bad enough that I got to turn on TV and watch two dudes kissing, but you ain't fucking with the kids. Y'all keep doing what you want to do. I'm cool with that. I'll respect that. But you stay the fuck away from kids. You know, to sit there and manipulate the aspect that a 6, 7, 8-year-old child knows what they want to be, take your ass back to that age. You didn't even know who the fuck you are, so how are you supposed to know who you're going to be? That's my personal thoughts, bro.
You know, Ed, I mean, it's that thing again, Don, where it's like a lot of these ideas and things, it's like the group of fucking people that needs to be held responsible for this are these fucking, like there's like 70% of our government that is involved in this fucking Epstein shit. You know, going all the way back to the Franklin scandal when fucking George Bush was in office. You know, how far do you want to go back in our political system? You know, the Clintons, the Bushes, the fucking Kennedys. Like it's this weird dynastic fucking shit that's been going on forever. I mean, the reason that Epstein first got arrested in 03 was because he was trying to blackmail Prince fucking Andrew. And Prince Andrews is still involved in all this shit. Like, the Queen of fucking England, the head of the Vatican, the Prince, all of this shit is this weird fucking dynastic, you know, overlord, fucking black nobility. These motherfuckers have been doing it forever. They've, you know, had banks for the past 3,000 years, and they were fucking the bankers for Julius Caesar. You know, like this is old, old dynastic, we're running the fucking world type of money, and that's the people who are putting this out, the same people who own all of the fucking media stations, and they have an agenda that it's like shit is hitting the fan, so we need to start to prep the masses and, you know, kind of normalize this, make this not as fucking bad anymore, because these fucking billionaires and these high-level, you know, elitist politicians, they're going to keep doing whatever the fuck that they're doing, you know, that it might as well be Satanism in the most literal form. You know, so it's like, as people, you know, we have to draw the fucking line in the sand. And it's like you said, man, children have no fucking idea what they are. I don't think that 18-year-old people, I think that 18-year-old people are still children. You know, until your prefrontal cortex is fully developed, you shouldn't be doing things that will drastically alter the rest of your life. And I think that goes as far as the pharmaceuticals. You know, all these fucking kids, these 78 million fucking children who are taking methamphetamine in the form of Adderall every fucking day to go lighten up their fucking day way through school. Like, I think that is as harmful as giving a kid fucking hormone therapy. Like, you know, we have to get back to basis consensus reality and natural fucking law, and we have to leave the kids alone. It's that simple, you know?
You know, I'm sorry for just... Man, it's just, there's nothing more priceless or nothing more genuine than a child. And
how about nothing more volatile, Don? I mean, look at all these kids that are, you know, they're all on fucking drugs, and they're all the ones who are causing the mass shooting because they've been fucking in pain their entire life. They've been abused and on fucking SSRIs and fucking Xanax and fucking modafinil and Adderall and all this kind of shit, man. And it's like, you know, not only are they the most precious thing in the world, they're the fucking future. And on top of that, they are also the most dangerous group of people. An 18-year-old man who has a baby's brain and, you know, can get access to guns or a fucking bomb or a fucking car. It doesn't matter. They're going to find a way to kill 100 people because they've been so abused and in fucking pain for as long as they are. You can't put children on these hardcore fucking psychotropic drugs and expect them to grow into, you know, normal, functional fucking adults. It is the most abusive thing that I think that this society allows, is the pharmaceutical company to be so embedded with, you know, how children are developing.
It's just so, so fucking disturbing, man. And, you know, since you brought up mass shootings, it's another thing that kind of just kind of tweaks my fucking head off, bruh. You know, I saw a post that said, guns don't kill people, white people kill people. And it was from an African-American post. And get the fuck out of here with that shit. There was more murders in Chicago on black on black than there is combined all together with a white person that has created a mass shooting. As you know, the last effect happened right down the street from my house. The gentleman walked into a Walmart with an AK strapped to his chest and two firearms on his side. They pushed the fire alarm. Everybody came, you know, started running out. A fireman pulled his gun on him and held him for the police. But little did they know, they fucked up. And this is a question that I want both of you to answer, because this is where I saw it from the get-go, and I knew where it was going to go. But everybody's screaming, you know, oh, he was going to mass shoot up the store. Okay, well, our state is a concealed carry state. You have the right to conceal a weapon. You have a right to carry a weapon. He did not go in the store and brandish a weapon. I mean, forcefully pointed at somebody, meaning he at no point intimidated, threatened, or caused any action in that effect. So, really, in the eyes of the law, he did nothing. He didn't commit a crime. So what happened was, and you won't see this on the news, but you will hear because it's local, and they can't hide it, but they had to release him. They had to give him back his weapons. The only thing they could charge him with was terroristic threats, which is going to be dropped because his attorney is suing the city now for false arrest and false accusations. In order to create a terroristic threat, you have to forcefully say something or coerce an individual into an aspect. He did none of that. So how do you look at that picture? And I'm going to start with you, MF Beck. Do you feel, in the eyes of the law, that he violated the law? I mean, he went in the store, yeah. He had an AR-15 strapped to his chest, full flak jacket, firearms on his side, but he didn't point the weapons at anybody. He didn't make any threats. He didn't speak to anybody. He just filmed it. And, you know, I personally think he didn't commit a crime. What are your thoughts?
Well, outside of what you just told me, I'm not exactly all familiar with the details of the scenario or the situation on what happened. I looked a little bit into Del Paso fucking shooter, and his mom had called the police because she was scared for her son, you know, because she was worried that, you know, he had bought a gun and he has no idea what the fuck he's doing and this and this and this. Like, mom was feared that his son was just going to fucking hurt himself, right? And I called the cops, like, fucking a couple months beforehand. Cops are like, yeah, whatever, he's a legal fucking adult, blah, blah, blah. And then you would see videos and pictures of this kid, but it's like an 18-year-old to where it's like the mother had no fucking clue that he knew how to handle a weapon. Where did he learn how to handle a weapon? How did he learn how to handle a weapon? Who the fuck sent that kid in there? And then I saw an interesting post that showed the three shooters, like side-by-side pictures of all three of them. They all looked like the same dude, same haircut, same fucking glasses. I mean, I do, like, the same style of, like, a white kid. Like, how many lockers you got to get stuffed in before you fucking snap and lose your fucking shit? You know, and everybody, like, the whole argument with mass shooters are all white. I'm like, yeah, they're fucking white kids that get fucking bullied, and they go and they fucking shoot some shit up because, you know what, I got stuffed in a locker a fucking 100 times. You know, I remember a couple of years back there was one of the fucking shootings. I mean, Jesus Christ, I can't even fucking remember which one. But a girl at the school had admitted to bullying the fucking kid, you know, but then, like, everybody was playing the victim, like, oh, well, everybody got shot up. It's like, yeah, it's fucking horrible.
That was the famous chick.
Thank you. But it was like, you know, like, people lost their fucking lives, and everybody's taking that away, like, trying to blame it on a fucking white dude, and then you get Chicago, record-breaking fucking weekend fucking kills, you know what I mean? That's fucking horrible, dude. Like, I don't see where people are, like, drawing this distinction between, like, this was a white shooter, this was a black shooter. People fucking die. People fucking die. You know, it's like, this kid gets bullied, goes fucking shoots us and people. These people are all fighting because they're going through a horrible fucking part of life that most of us will never fucking understand. And that's their only way of fucking survival and fucking living. You know, but it's like, I just don't get where people are saying, oh, it's just worse because this white dude fucking killed these people. Or, you know, it's just worse because over in Chicago, it's like, dude, like, people are fucking dying. The world is fucking fighting itself, and everybody's fucking fighting each other over whatever fucking reasons we can find, and people are fucking dying, and nobody cares. Nobody fucking cares. Because why? Because it's like, if somebody dies on the right, the left fucking cheers. The left and the right fucking mourn. Somebody on the fucking left dies. They mourn. The right fucking cheers. That seems to be a lot of, like, what's going on, vice versa with fucking race. It's fucking terrible. Dude. It's like you get fucking racist-ass white people that all of a sudden came out of the woodwork as soon as Trump got fucking elected, and they're like, I dig it, yeah. You were told you were racist for 8 fucking years, and now you get a little bit of fucking, like, oh, shit, the tension's not on me no more. Of course they're going to act out and be fucking stupid because they have this inner hatred. Because why? Because they were fucking told that they were hated, or that they automatically hated this person, or that this was fucking innate, or, you know, this was fucking inherited from their fucking ancestors, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? And they get mad just like the fucking nerds, and they go off and do some fucking stupid shit, and people get hurt, and people fucking die. You know what I mean? And now you get another demographic of people that are suffering because of these fucking racist people. You know what I mean? And in turn, what is happening? The same exact thing that happened on the fucking white side. Now you get a lot of fucking people, like black people, African-American people, whatever, you, Asians, Mexicans, doesn't matter. It's like now everybody hates everybody because of fucking race. Why? Because now there a lot of fucking racist motherfuckers came out of the woodwork. It's fucking blowback, dude, and it's going back and forth. And everybody's just finding different fucking reasons to sit here arguing, complaining, and bitch about shit. And then you get these fucking kids that are all hopped up on fucking psychotropics, like what Travis is saying. People don't care about that, but they're so stuffed up with fucking antidepressant and fucking, you know, antipsychotics. And then they get stuffed in a locker, and boom, I'm going to go shoot up some shit. You know what I mean? And people, now people are blaming it on video games and other things, or they're hella fucking racist, or they're this, or they're that. It's like, who fucking cares what the reason was? Somebody was tormented enough to where he felt it and took it upon himself, like, I'm going to go fucking make people fucking suffer. Or nobody paid attention to me, so now I'm going to go get my fucking 15 minutes of fame and I'm going to live eternally. You know, like, there's people that fucking think like that, dude. You know, but it's like, you keep bringing up Chicago, and I bring up Chicago all the fucking time, but any place where that, like any urban area where fucking murders are committed all the fucking time, that's their way of life, dude. That's how they fucking survive. And, you know, and what happens? It gets blamed on the fucking white bureaucrats, which is funny, I mean, in general, because you get motherfuckers on one side telling you that rich white people are evil, but yet they're rich white people, so, okay, so how does that fucking work? Like, I don't get it. You know, it's like the left's in power because they want fucking money. The right's in power or in fucking government because they want power. Dude. Like, it's just the way it fucking works. And people get shot up. People are doing this. People are trying to push a gun agenda. All these fucking shootings keep happening, like the Garlic Festival. That's fucking local over here. You know, I was like, how did that kid, like, where did he get strapped up? Like, I went in fucking California, dog. And he knew where to go, how to get there. Oh, but guess what? Ain't no witnesses, dog. You know, it's like, police are the ones that fucking don't shoot white people. But apparently the feds and fucking, you know, other people, they will take out a white dude. Why? Because he was probably there to do something, was told to do there. He got given the fucking shit and the reason to do so. And boom, witness fucking silence.
Shot himself twice in the back of the head. Suicide.
You know what I mean? So it's like, dude, like, that's fucking local over here. Everybody's all worried about it. But it's like, dude, we're California. We're California. They were bump stocks. What the fuck is a bump stock? You know, but, and this kid's like trained. He trained, like, he knew, he was tactically knowing how to fucking go about what the fuck he was doing. And then he was taken out, which was kind of in, like, put it this way, Don. You get a Garlic Festival, this kid's getting shot up, right? They're somehow able to take him out. But nobody else on, say, the police side got hit, but he was fucking rampaging, opening fire. I mean, dude, somebody's going to fucking catch a graze, right? You're going to hear about fucking somebody going down or somebody happening. But there was no struggle between both sides. All the kid did was fucking shoot civilians, but he wasn't shooting back at fucking, you know, the law enforcement at the time. So why was he not shooting at fucking law enforcement? You know, think about it. Dude. Like, it could all be fucking back to what Travis said, like deep state shit. This is all just reason to get people fucking fighting back and forth. And they're like, we don't care. We need to depopulate the fucking earth, depopulate the fucking country, and we're just going to let motherfuckers kill each other because we can't go in there and fucking do it. And we're going to fucking kill the higher ups. Why? Just to show you that we fucking can. They, like, dare you to fucking lift the veil, like what Travis is saying. Just dare you. Lift that veil, see what happens. You guys think monsters don't exist. You guys aren't ready for what's under here.
Yeah, right. Travis, are you familiar with the incident that I was speaking of?
Somewhat. And, I mean, I think in a lot of ways, man, it's like I am for everybody having a gun, being trained with a gun, and most people carrying a gun on their person, you know. I believe that a well-armed society is a polite society. Do I think that dude should, you know, need to go into fucking Walmart with an AK on his chest? No. I think that, you know, just like a lot of people, you're looking for attention when you do that kind of shit.
I probably wasn't even an AK.
Yeah, I mean, you know, whatever it is, though, should you have a long rifle on your persons in a public spot like that? No. Because a long rifle is not for close quarters fucking scenarios, you know. But, I mean, you know, it's another one of those things where it's like Chicago, for example. Chicago has the strictest gun laws in the entire United States, okay? More people have been killed in Chicago. There have been more homicides due to fucking gun violence in Chicago since 2015 than have died in Afghanistan since 2001. 4 years longer the time in a war in the Middle East, and less people have been killed, like far less, than is just happening in Chicago in the past fucking 3 or 4 years. The place where nobody has a gun, nobody's allowed to have a fucking gun, nobody can protect themselves, you know, and it's like, one of the biggest bullshit arguments that I like ever hear anymore is, you know, oh yeah, but look at all these other places. They don't have guns. You know, the UK doesn't have guns. That's why everybody's getting fucking stabbed. You know, which
they got it on the fucking little Happy Meal things, like knife free. Like they won't even give you a fucking plastic knife.
Oh yeah, you can't have none of that shit. Like they're tracking knives and shit now because people. You know, and then it's going to come down to, like, bricks and hammers. You're not going to be able to buy a fucking hammer from the store. You know, how long till you're not allowed to drive a car. But in all these places, man, like in the UK, the fucking police don't have guns. In Japan, the police don't have guns. Like, and then you see, like, you know, Hong Kong, France, all these people who are fighting, literally, you know, people in Hong Kong, flying American flags, saying that we need a Second Amendment, you know. Everybody needs a right to protect themselves and defend themselves, not from home invaders and shit like that, yes, but our Second Amendment is from tyranny from the government. Like people are forgetting that is not, you know, the argument here is we need protection from a corrupt government and from things, you know, like that are going down in fucking France and Hong Kong. And you know, all of these other countries, you know, like, yeah, that was what was so insightful about our, you know, friends in Canada, man. You know, Canadians love us. There's a lot of other, you know, these other countries, man, who champion a lot of, like, America and American ideas and American values, you know, not because we're the fucking best in the world, but no, because we have rules that people have fucking rights, you know. We have fundamental rights, and one of them is the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say until it turns into violence. And the other is the right to have a fucking weapon and to be able to defend ourselves from any, you know, threat, both domestic and foreign. So we are kind of on the last hurrah, Don, and we're either moving into a time where Americans lose all privacy, they lose the right to say or think anything that is outside of whatever the dominant fucking political agenda says at the time, you know, or we are going to move back into, like, a more naturalistic law, more realistic, you know, open time where people are allowed to have open debate and discussion and people are allowed to be armed. And the people who aren't allowed privacy are people with power. You know, privacy and power is where the problem comes in. So it's like the people who need to be wearing body cameras all the fucking time are the police and the politicians. You know, that way there can be no discussion on what is objectively happening for all to see. But we are at a crossroads, and, you know, the human race is about to change fundamentally in the way that everything happens here in the next few years. And it's what are people going to allow? Are we going to allow the deep state to mold everything that we do and say and think and feel and have facial fucking recognition cameras everywhere? And everything that you say is mic'd up and you can go to jail for words, you know, or are we going to get back to some form of objective reality where it's like, yeah, shit's not fair all the way around, but, you know, we need to get to a point where we have equality of opportunity and not equality of outcome.
Yeah, Yeah, I like that. You know, I have a question for both of you. Next 2 years in America, are we going to be taken over by socialism?
That was for you, MF.
Well, from a strategic standpoint, I don't see it happening. I remember I keep talking about the pendulum, dude, and like something changes. Like you get the new world that's trying to birth, and the old world that's fucking trying to hold on as best they can. Like the left, especially like the far leaning left, like the socialists, they're in Oberos right now. Like they're a snake eating its own fucking tail, and they're trying to latch on to some form to get rid of Donald Trump. Like they're still talking about impeachment, dog. Like still, like holy good God. And even to the point where like even Pelosi and fucking Feinstein were talking about like this is stupid. Like we don't need to fucking do this shit. Like this is retarded. Like we can't get him. Like we need to focus on actually fulfilling like our fucking word, our fucking, you know, whatever the fuck they're talking about doing. If you're like me, I can't talk right now, so excuse me. But I just don't see it happening because there's no unity. They have no champion. There's a whole lot of fucking infighting. I mean, like a whole lot of infighting. They have no message. So I just don't see any one of them beating Trump. But here's the question on what you said about socialism. Donald Trump was genius enough to force them into a bind to where they couldn't denounce like a Gaia Cortez or the Imam or either one. Thank you, Elie. Either one of the squad. You know what I mean? He literally played a hand to where it's like they couldn't denounce him, they couldn't go against him. So it pretty much made the entire left, you know, out to be like their goal is socialism. So he at least like brought that out to the forefront to where like nobody could really deny it. But then you get the other factors that I came into. I just don't see anybody beating Trump right now. That's right now. We always have Trump as a wild card. Like, you know, he could say something stupid. He could do something stupid. You know, like everybody was complaining about the trade war he has with China. Like they were willing to screw their entire fucking economy just to, you know, just to spite this guy. But you know what ended up happening? Like it made it look bad, but it played to his fucking favor. Like it literally played to his favor. Dude, like Russia ain't doing shit. North Korea ain't doing shit. And China ain't doing shit. It's like, yeah, they should like, they'll put up a little bit of struggle, but he was like, yeah, that's fine. I don't care. He's like, that's not going to fucking do anything. You know, so it's like a, then you get the media is trying to spin everything like, the, you know, the possibility of a collapse of the fucking economy. But think about those that wording right there. They always talk about the possibility. So that would mean that the economy is actually rising right now. And I mean, you can look at the stats, you can look at the numbers. In a lot of ways, the economy is fucking rising. Jobs, employment, you know,
oh, yeah,
et cetera, et cetera.
They're the first ones to kind of say that Trump is hiding the recession. It's a joke.
Oh, well, you know, and that, like I said, like, he's hiding a recession. He's hiding the fact that he's going to do this. Number one, Trump's business-minded. So he's not going to let the country fail as far as that. You know, like, in no way, shape, or form is he going to play the game to fucking lose, and in no way, shape, or form is he going to look at, like, okay, well, America fails, and I fucking win, and I take all the money. No, he's a businessman. It doesn't work that way. He understands how the fucking game works. You know, he has to take care of the employees. And who are the employees? We, the American fucking people, are the employees, so we can get everybody happy, get everybody's pockets fed, get everything else going. I can make a lot of money. You know, and on top of that, because think about it, he's not making money as a fucking president right now, and he's most likely going to win 2020, and, you know, the game's his to lose. But then after that, think about it, like, it's a chess, dude. Like, he's not going at it like, I'm just trying to take pieces. Like, that motherfucker has been looking at checkmate for the last, like, 10 moves. You know, like, he's looking at like, what's going to happen to his career, who he is, his family, after he leaves office. Like, he's not just worried about this shit, but he is fundamentally, like, worried about it as a country. Because why? If the country goes down, who else is going to fucking take him? He's been an asshole to everybody else. You know what I mean? But it's like socialism, you know, like, people are seeing the flaw behind it. It's like, even like, they categorize Bernie voters, right? They're all either super young millennials or don't know any better. It's, I mean, look at them. All the liberals that actually have, like, a brain in their fucking skulls go to, like, people like Andrew Yang. But even then, it's like, dude, like, he's going to be forced to play an extreme card. Anybody on the left is going to be forced to play an extreme card in order to fucking beat Biden. And none of them are going to fucking do it. None of them are going to fucking do it. I mean, like, dude, like, okay, Elizabeth Warren, what's she going to do? Dude, if she even fucking makes it to it, I guarantee you she'll get annihilated just because of fucking, why? Because of her white privilege. Her white motherfucking privilege.
But there you go,
fucking honest. That's my point. You know what I mean? It was proven that she's not. She even went on and said that it was just family tales and you can't blame her and this and this and this. It's like, okay, so you blatantly just admitted that it was your white privilege that allowed you to play the role of, as a native, and now you're running for fucking president? Like, I mean, that's white privilege if I ever seen it my damn self. You know, but people
right.
are going to fucking... vote for her. And then Andrew Yang is like, oh, we're going to give everybody $1,500. Like, yeah, fiscally, that doesn't actually make sense, not in the fucking slightest. And what, you think that fucking giving people $1,500 is going to fucking, you know, automatically fucking make this country better? Dude, there's motherfucking homeless people that stay homeless because it's easier for them to live than to fucking worry about having a job or doing anything else. Yes, I say easier to live. If motherfucker, if you ain't living in California and you ain't talking to none of these homeless people, I see the same ones all the time. And guess what, dude? They ain't fucking starving.
They got
not, iPhones. Not, yeah, motherfuckers got phones, dog. Like, they ain't starving. They ain't worried about shit. They're coming over here doing fucking laundry right fucking next to me all the motherfucking time. They ain't hurting for shit. Smoking their own goddamn cigarettes, and then fucking an hour later going to ask me for one. Motherfucker, I will smack the goddamn one tooth out of your mouth. You know? But it's like, right. That's just how it is. And in California, California is like super fucking unstable right now. Dude. Like, there's a huge petition going around, and people are trying to fucking recall fucking Gavin Newsom, and then he just fucking passed a bill, like, you know, a bill that nobody fucking knew of, to where it's like, no, it's like cops, it's like you have to have without a shadow of a doubt, without a shadow of a doubt, dude. Like, think about how much that entails before they can use fucking lethal force. You know, like that shit? Dude, it's like pretty much like gives everybody a fucking run around to where they can do whatever. Like, example, my neighbor just caught fucking 5 felonies, dude, for like the fucking 6th time. And that motherfucker is right back in his house. I'm talking about like, dude, done. You've heard me bitch about this on a personal level, too, for the last like 3 years. There's like number fucking 8, dude, catching multiple felonies. And he's right the fuck back at his house. Physical felonies, dude. False imprisonment on this last one. False imprisonment and fucking battery. Corporal battery. Like, and he's back at his fucking house. Because it's not a violent crime. Think about that shit. Think about that shit for a second. But you want to take away guns. And over here, like, oh yeah, we got the strictest fucking gun laws in the fucking country. Strictest to a motherfucking T. And shit's still happening. So no, I don't see socialism fucking working, dude. Because at least there are some motherfuckers like, well, here's what scares me. And this is honestly the guy that fucking scares me. I'm more scared about the fucking gun-toting fucking Second Amendment motherfucker that finally gets to go do what the fuck he wants to do. Because hoorah, people told me I'm racist, I'm going to go do some racist shit. You know what I mean? I'm more scared of them than the fucking bangers. I'm 100% fucking honest, dude. Like, it's just the way it fucking goes. There's going to come a time to where vigilantes are going to start taking shit in their own fucking hands. And it's going to get fucking ugly.
Yeah,
If California falls, fascism will happen. I guarantee it. I will put that on there. People can quote me. People can fucking take this and put it in the fucking archives. Should the Liberal Party fall in California, fascism will take over this government. It's the stronghold, dude. Like, this is the last fucking remaining hope that the liberals have. If they can pull their heads out of their fucking asses and stop fucking trying to stop Trump and actually do some fucking shit and actually do some good for the fucking people, they have a chance of fucking staying there because we need checks and balances. But if they fall here, they will fall in New York. They will fall the rest of the fucking world. I mark my words, Don. Mark my fucking words.
Well, I agree with you, man. California's like...
I'm talking about the rest of the world, dog. The rest of the world. Should the left fall in California, the rest of the world will follow. And then the real bad shit's going to happen. So people need to pull their heads down their asses and start working together.
You know, I agree with you. There needs to be some type of retrospect, you know, some camaraderie, but California's like that state, you know, don't push me because I'm close to the edge, you know, and the rest
it's
of the
tense over here, bro. The tensions are fucking high.
Oh, it really is. And before I let Travis get to this question, the only thing that, you know, perplexes me is a lot of people under the misunderstanding of how voting works in this country. And I smack myself in the head constantly because even people my age don't fucking get how voting works. You know, the thing of it is, we all want Trump in 2020, but when you look at the electoral states and the different aspects of how our voting is perplexed, you know, he might not win. You know, he may not, get the states that are needed to get those electoral votes. And the thing that bothers me is, What do we do then? But, you know, first I want to let Travis give his answer on socialism. But let's say, hypothetically, Trump doesn't win the electoral vote. What do we do then, Travis?
Actually, Travis, if I could take this real quick. Like, you talk about the electoral vote. It is there for a reason, dude, because if the electoral college wasn't there, rural America would have no say. It would just be California and New York that fucking has say in fucking, you know, who runs whatever the case may be. And even to the point, like, over here, California, dude, is legit trying to pass a bill, or they've supposedly already fucking went through certain fucking steps in the process to get Trump off the ballot, just period, dude. Like, period. Like, get the fucking a presidential candidate you're going to remove off the ballot. Like, I, you know, people talk about states' rights. States have the right to do whatever they want with their fucking blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but that's not at a fucking federal level, dude. Like, this is one where all states are fucking involved. So, it's like, you don't trump the federal fucking government, not on the fucking state level like that. So, it's like, it just shows you, like, how far-reaching they are and what they're trying to do to stop it. That's how bad they're trying to do. Like, in California, dude, they're trying to bring in all types of fucking immigrants out here to get fucking votes, give homeless people, get felons the right to vote. Like, they are pulling out all stops, dude, to try and fucking get him to fucking lose, which in turn is, like, screwing them even fucking worse.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of crazy because, you know, I'm seeing this new transition that kind of bothers me. And, you know, I'm kind of perplexed with it myself because the way I look at it is, you know, is it a form of racism? You know, when Trump, you know, pretty much hit up Israel and said, don't let them in, you know, and, you know, of course, Israel, you know, didn't let those two aspects of the Democratic Party, because I'm trying to keep myself out of trouble. But since they didn't allow them into the country, you know, they brought back the aspect that traced as, you know, Trump is a racist, you know, and some certain aspects, I kind of agree with some people on that level. I mean, I don't know what your thoughts are. I don't think he's a racist as a president. I don't think he's a racist in his walk, but I think in some certain situations that we can let, you know, our power become an aspect that we use as privy. So do you think with him not letting Omar and them into Israel and using his right hand to make that happen, do you think that was a racial aspect, or do you look at it as he's protecting what he believes is right?
Yeah, I bring this up all the time. We have 80 fucking members of our Congress who are dual citizens of Israel. Like, our government and the Israeli government is deeply, deeply intertwined with one another, you know. And they have been since 1969 when they killed JFK. That's kind of when, like, the soft coup happened and Israel, like, took over a lot of portions of our government, you know.
Well, the fact is that they run our banking systems.
100%. And they, if you look at it just from, like, a tactical, geographical perspective, you know, Israel is right in the middle of keeping all of the resources from Africa, this undeveloped land, from getting, you know, direct land bridge to China and to Russia. You know, we are never going to allow Israel, that middle port, we are never going to allow that supercontinent to be one whole thing where they can make high-speed trains and allow Russia and China all of the resources that are in Africa. You know, we're going to play that tax man in the middle of it. And as far as, like, the whole socialism thing goes, man, it is, I absolutely think that people, you know, just honestly, like, this Jeffrey Epstein thing was a pivotal point in American history. And it's going to lead to 70% of the Democratic Party and a fuckload of people in Hollywood, you know, going to prison for being part of a, you know, massive pedophilia / blackmail fucking ring. And you know, that is where I think that, you know, like, yes, there are going to be a lot of Republicans involved in it, but I think that, you know, like MF always says, you know, Donald Trump, and the reason that Donald Trump got elected was because he has some sort of help from, you know, you want to call it patriots of the deep state, you want to call it the New World Order. You know, I learned, you know, very recently, within about 3 months or so, that Donald Trump's great uncle, John Trump, he was the man who, when they killed Nikola Tesla, he was the dude who went through Tesla's apartments and got, like, you know, all of his paperwork and shit, said, oh, yeah, there's all this free energy stuff. There's nothing to see, you know, here. Honestly, I think that we have an absolute purge of a massive, massive portion of our government and of these Hollywood elite that are pedophiles. And I think that Trump is part of, you know, some sort of a new world deep state takeover, you know. And I wouldn't put it past him that, you know, this election I don't think is going to be as close as everybody thinks. You know, I think that
he's going to blow the fuck out.
I think that more and more shit's going to come out about this Jeffrey Epstein thing, about, you know, the Clinton tape. You know, shit is going to hit the fucking fan before this election starts. And who's to say that, you know, after Trump wins 2020, he can't come out like MF always said, you know, like Captain Saveho, like, oh, look, this, we really have, like, this free energy fucking, you know, zero-point energy for, like 70 years, and that's what this whole UFO disclosure we're starting to put out, you know. So, yeah, oh, yeah, now we have free energy, so we don't even, you know, need all this shit. Hooray. You know, welcome to technological utopia. Where then really they just, you know, slip in the AIs and it becomes a technological dystopia. But I think that, you know, it is such a pivotal time and people need to now more than ever, you know, honestly pay attention objectively to what is going on and to what is happening in a lot of these players that are being exposed, you know. And there's a lot of desperation going on right now and shit is going down. Unlike a time that has ever went down before, you know, not to mention we have the internet on top of it. So it's like people need to start, you know, spending more time putting a little more care into viewing things objectively, to looking at all sides of this, to getting involved in, you know, a little more into their local politics and the what is actually going on, because massive, massive changes are coming. And I don't think that anybody can, like, you know, I would be absolutely lying if I said that, you know, I have an idea of what the fuck is going to happen. I happen to see, you know, a lot of times go to, like, what is the worst possible fucking scenario? Because I see a lot of things that, you know, could very easily play out like the fucking Netflix show Black Mirror, where it's just a fucked up dystopian, you know, thing with drones and facial recognition cameras fucking everywhere and Alexa in everybody's fucking household and, you know, so, I mean, I agree with everything that MF has to say about socialism. I just think that this next election in particular is going to be so different and so outlandish, and there's going to be so much shit hitting the fan that I don't know that anybody could accurately predict what's going to happen.
Yeah, you know, I kind of gonna have to agree with you. The thing of it is that socialism is a word that I never thought that I would ever use in my lifetime, you know, especially when speaking of my own country. But, you know, it's here, it's alive, it's well, you know. And, you know, when you have to sit back and think about things, it kind of makes you truly wonder, you know, where this world is going. And it's different for me because it's like, I'm much older than you guys, and so...
Much, you know, older.
Well, am I or am I not, bro?
Oh, you got me by at least 85 years.
It is accurate.
Oh, you all try to clown on it, brother. That's funny. But, you know, the bottom line is, I do hope Trump wins. You know, I have to agree with you, MF, on my final thought that, you know, I'm more in fear of the radical right wingers that are carrying a gun than I am the gangbanger in the hood. You know, I would like to find some aspect of life that we can all exist on without all of this drama, all of this chaos. You know, it's sickening. And you know, for each one, you know, for us to have to get on here each and every week and talk about a new added value when we're trying to, you know, grow the show to a different level, kind of, it perplexes me in some ways, but in some ways it doesn't. You know, but one thing I know for sure, you know, we will always be, you know, brothers, and the people that truly believe in what's right will always stick together. you know, it's kind of crazy. I was attacked by a couple homos yesterday, and I stood my ground, and, you know, every day is becoming more and more of a fight. Every day is becoming an aspect of social media that I'm being banned, shadow banned, posts being taken down without my knowledge. And it just goes to show that no matter what you try to do, if you share the truth, it's not always going to get out there. You know, so with that being said, I'm going to pass the mic to Mr. Travis Hyland, if he has any final thoughts before we leave today's really fucked up episode, considering my studio updated live in the middle of us going live.
Man, you know, I always love to plug our boys over at the Conspiracy Farm, Pat Miletich and Jeffrey Wilson. You know, guys like that who are out there fucking holding it down and doing a lot of the research that I end up fucking parroting. Sam Tripoli, Tinfoil Hat, you know, Tim Dillon. Like, there's a lot of good journalists out there, you know, and people like, you have to find journalists who are being fucking honest and who are being objective. You know, if you're a super lefty, check out Jimmy Dore, because all he does is just call out inconsistencies and bullshit and fucking lies that are being propagated to you by everybody at fucking CNN and MSNBC and all this shit, you know. You got to find guys like fucking Ben Swan and Abby Martin and Lee Camp and, like, people who are actually going to give you the honest, objective, you know, truth about a lot of these things that are going down, because they're very fucking real and they're going to end up having an impact on everybody's lives in the future.
Yeah, that's deep. MF, your final thought of the week, and not the girl that you slept with last night.
Yeah, dude, I'm celibate, dog. That on some real shit, though, I really am. But
going shit,
you know. But back, your final thought. My mind's been wrapping on what everything we've been fucking talking about. You know, all right. Here's a good final thought. The world keeps going where it's gonna go. Like what Travis was talking about with Donald Trump, right? And fucking his uncle having the shit to fucking Tessa. If that motherfucker really does come in, play Captain Save-A-Ho, bring the entire world together, and all that fucking shit, the Book of Revelations just started. So, or, you know, at least we got front row tickets to the end of the world, right?
Most definitely. We definitely do that. Hell, I never thought we'd see the times we do now. So, people, if you're young, listen up, because, I mean, I'm old, but I'm not that old, but... realize what you're seeing today is, it could be totally different tomorrow. Nothing remains the same. And, you know, I think that's what makes me so sad about life sometimes, bro. Is I remember the day if like me and you, MF, had a problem, we'd go out behind the building, we'd fuck each other up, fucking shake each other's hands, and probably eat dinner at one another's house or become buddies, you know? And now I see these days where somebody cuts you off, a motherfucker pulls out a gun and caps your ass for no reason. I mean, it just don't make no sense how, in such a short period of time, that society could just disembark from reality. And it's saddening, it's sickening, and it's an atrocity. But my man, I appreciate you guys coming on the show each and every time. Sorry about the screw-up today, and sorry about last week. It's just, man, things keep growing. Things keep getting bigger and bigger, and it's crazy, man. I'm not even going to do a show tomorrow because I've got so much crap to get a hold of and do, but I'll send you all a link, man, if you want. Sunday's
music show
is going to be tremendous. It's going to be a crazy, crazy show, especially, you know, to... have the, you know, an aspect of the Foo Fighters on a show. I'm kind of intrigued. It's kind of different for me because they usually deal in the rap, you know, genre and aspects, but it's going to be kind of cool, man, to hear the reason why he's no longer with the Foo Fighters, you know, what transpired, and to hear him talk about his new group now moving forward. You know, I appreciate you guys coming on the show. I wish, you know, I love it, man. I wouldn't want it any other way.
That's pleasure, like always, dude.
Yeah. My niggas. See, I threw an A on the end of that because.
That makes you PC right there, Don.
What's that?
I said the A makes it PC.
But, you know, I grew up in that mentality. If a black man gonna call me his, you know, his nigger, his brother, hey, man, I got that right. So it's called respect. Something y'all should look up. Not you two, but the people listening. If you don't know what respect is, live it, learn it, preach it. On that note, to everybody, have a good day. God bless and peace.
Peace.
Richmond, the candle to grow up in. Took the streets head on, now I command an audience. Audi with the wings, candy paint, wet the body did. See them big toys, oh boy, them body slip. No stunt double, you punks cuddle the shoddy tip. Highest space shuttles, try but can't muzzle all of it. Talking shit, but really got more depth with a starter kit. Marvelous, the flow hard to guard the shit. It's on sight off the rip, your bitch swallowed it. Yeah, this is big dog status, eyes blowing cash. One set here on the course to inflict damage. Y'all little pricks panic, the rip looking like a produce department. How